the roof of the house?
Well, you'd have room just like you got under this one right here, just a overhead, which didn't have no rooms up there.
Uh-huh.
It's just overhead joists and things is up in that hole. You see, this comes down from, like this is the frame of your house down here. This comes up like this,
mm-hmm.
and all this under here is open up there. All that's open up there. Be about 4 foot open to the cone. It gradually gets higher and higher as you go till you get to the cone of the house.
Yeah. Y'all didn't have a room up under the, did you have a room up under the
No.
What were folks?
Nothing but the rooms was right just like you see there. That's all the rooms there were.
Some folks would have those, wouldn't they? What would they call?
Oh, some people would call them attics.
Uh-huh. Y'all got one here?
No. And some folks would call them upstairs. They was big enough space up there. They could have a room up there. Call it upstairs room.
Yeah. How'd you get? Did you see houses that had places that would get from? How would you get from the first floor to the second?
There'd be your stairway inside.
Did you ever see one outside the house?
A stairway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. See them come from outside and go up and go in the top. What they call the top.
Yeah, some folks used to build them outside the house. I guess that was when they rented things more.
I mean,
sometimes they'd do that in the city, I guess.
Yeah, you take people that's renting now, they'd rather be bothered like you was going to rent an apartment or something from somebody. Rather than be bothered with you, they'd have a hall to go. Well, if you was renting upstairs, you'd have a hall, you could go up in there and bother them, don't
you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever have to clean out the chimney?
No.
You did?
Hmm.
What? When you burn the fire?
It get full of soot. Just throw you some salt in there.
Uh huh.
And boy, that soot would set you far and burn out.
What would the salt do?
I don't know, but it'd clean that soot out of there. Hmm.
Some birds used to burn, used to build nests. And
yeah. They do that in the summertime when you weren't using it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when the fire was out, what'd you call that stuff you had to get out of there?
Coals. Ashes.
They were usually, did different logs leave any different color?
Yeah, some timbers would leave dark, what we call coals, you know.
Yeah.
And others would burn plumb up to ashes.
Just white?
Yeah.
What color ashes?
White, gray.
Yeah. You have to get some shovel them
out and then haul them, take you some and tote them out. But get you a bucket there in the fireplace, get your shovel and clean it out and tote them out and pull them outside.
We used to try and put them in a paper bag before, you know, and sometimes the fire hadn't burned out.
Yeah, it burned the paper bag.
Burned a hole in the paper bag. You're going out the house and all the ashes just come right out of that paper bag on the floor. Now, I swear to you, this happened to me. Tell you what. Now, what about the sort of house, sort of stuff you had in the house to sit in? And
you had old cane bottom chairs mostly, and then sometimes you'd have they'd get this old hickory bark, they call it, and they'd bottom some chairs,
mm-hmm.
make chair bottoms out of them.
Yeah. Any sort of thing, maybe two people would sit in, had arms and a back or something like that.
That'd be what they call a swing. They'd have something like that out on the porch.
Anything